Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer for one last time here in Bourbon A as we give you camp breakdown and an overview of what has transpired since the start of camp, albeit a shorter version here, Tom, but a lot has been accomplished. And I'll start with John Fox and general manager Ryan Pace and their overall approach with their respective staffs to change the culture of this football team and whatever you want to call it, the new Bears way, one that has an old school football coach and a young general manager and Ryan Pace with some fresh ideas.
Right. So you got a young general manager with fresh ideas that wants some young competitive bodies out here. Maybe he has certain body styles that he likes, maybe a taller running back, more ferociousness from the defensive line and the different positioning they're in. So again, you got a bunch of young talent here competing for positions. Then the challenge comes from John Fox, making it a physical, everyday approach to camp. The very first day of camp, they had 3 one-on-one periods. Hasn't been around here
You'd love
in
that,
years.
Didn't you?
Loved it.
So loved it.
But so did the reaction of the people in the social media. What they didn't get a chance to see, but what they're hearing. But we've had a chance to see it every day. This has been a physical training camp. And some of the most physical practices have been on the hottest days.
All right, let's get specific now on each side of the ball. Let's start with defense because that is the most extravagant change, so to speak. A 3-4 or 5-2, as John Fox likes to call it. That puzzle is far from being completed. But one of the centerpieces, and the coaches continue to give him high praise because he seems like he's developing every day in it, is Shea McClellan at the inside linebacker spot. Again, nothing's etched in stone yet, but he's one of the biggest topics. He may have done more interviews at this camp than any other player.
Right, but then you take a look at him after the first preseason game. Did he follow along according to their plan? And he did. He did some really nice things, did them quickly, almost intercepted a pass the second play of the game, was able to make sure that he adjusted the calls according to the offense he was seeing, that everybody was in the right place. And that's a huge part of the details, because the faster he understands that information, the faster he'll be able to play football. So snippet one of performance, I like what I see out of Shea McClellan, but there's a lot of other linebackers out there that I also liked what they did.
And the outside, Jared Allen, Lamar Houston, Willie Young. Houston and Young coming back, they're getting stronger and healthier every day. Young, not quite ready to cut it loose, but they're working towards that as they inch toward the season. Offensive side of the ball, Adam Gase, Jay Cutler. You've got the injuries, obviously, to Kevin White and Alshon Jeffrey that complicate matters a little bit, but you still have got the big three and Matt Forte, Martellus Bennett, and Eddie Royal, who looks like he's going to be a major contributor to the Bears right now. And the offensive line is healthy right now.
You know, the people who aren't here, I think, challenges the mind of a young guy like Adam Gase. How creative can I get with the instruments I have? And when you look at the business approach that Martellus has had throughout training camp, what Eddie Royal is injected into the downfield passing game, and what we know about Matt Forte. The key element here is you have to have guys like Marquise Wilson take a step up and have a year that was unexpected of him, because, man, he's going to have the opportunity to flourish in this young, new system. But you mentioned the offensive line. That's got to be the key ingredient to success this year for the Chicago Bears. It has to be the performance of the offensive line. And they went 3 deep in the first preseason game. And there's a lot of competition. They were all well organized up into the third guy that's getting an opportunity to play. So they have some tough decisions going forward, and I think that's for the making of a better team.
I love seeing the healthy return of Matt Slauson. He's taking on a leadership role. His enthusiasm, I think, is very contagious, and I'm very excited about him. I know you are as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's a lifer. That's what you like to call a guy like him and Jermon Bushrod. And then you have the young enthusiasm still of Kyle Long.
Yeah.
And I think he's the guy that you attach your dog sled to and let him pull everybody along. But you're going to need some calming factors in the locker room that are professional and understand how to get through some trying times.
All right, it's off to Indianapolis. So we're going to get used to that town for several days. Good solid 4.5 days in Indianapolis. The team moves there on Tuesday.
Yeah.
They will practice with the Colts on Wednesday and Thursday. It's not open to the public, which also cranks up the curiosity even more for us to watch. They'll have their walk through Friday and play the Colts on Saturday.
Right. Just watch your calorie intake while you're on vacation. So Saturday
when the game
comes, you're ready.
Yeah, he should be talking. He loves some of those steak places. But what do you hope to see out of that?
You know what? It's a great opportunity to set your script. Every one of these coaches out here, they set the exact details to what they want to see of their team according to a position on the field. And then how does the opponent coaches react to your offensive formation? So it's an unbelievable time to put your team in scenarios that maybe you know you won't get in the preseason or you haven't got yet in a game. It's really important as much of scripting the practice as the performance of the practice.
Well, it'll be fun to watch. It's been a fun training camp. And again, training camp, in theory, is far from over. They are going to have practices at Halas Hall as well that will be in a camp mentality as they bear down on that season opener against the Green Bay
Packers.
But you
know what? Some of these young guys are lucky that they have a short camp, because now next year they know what John Fox expects out of you in camp, because if this was a 3, 5, 6 week camp, I don't know if some of these guys would make it.
They would. Football players mostly are mentally tough, and if you're not, you won't be here.
It's a weeding out process of
Absolutely.
The NFL.
All right, well, we've had fun sharing all our thoughts and views of practice during this 2.5 weeks here in Bourbonnais. We really appreciate you watching Camp Breakdown. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Have a great one.